Hello everyone, and welcome to another amazing functional medicine healing journey episode. I'm Danny Banai, and I'm a functional medicine certified health coach. My mission is to make the world a healthier place. Today we have a special episode with special guests. We're gonna discuss about how you can heal from fibromyalgia, but from the perspective of the doctor treating you. And if you haven't already, click the big red subscribe button and don't forget to click the little bell icon so you won't miss a thing. So say hello to Dr. Morgan and Dr. Casey Sinclair.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good.
Awesome.
Excellent. So can you guys tell us about yourself in short?
Yeah, so Dr. Morgan here is actually my sister, and we practice together and we've been in practice as chiropractors for, I guess combined, we have over 24 years in clinical practice. But we're also certified functional medicine practitioners through the University of Functional Medicine. And we come from an entire family of natural healthcare practitioners. So when we, our father's a chiropractor, our brother or sister-in-law, cousins, they're all natural health, they're chiropractors and natural healthcare practitioners. But, you know, we come from a place, especially in dealing with our patients, that the body has a natural healing ability, and we really want to honor that. So that's where we're coming from. But in addition to that, we are the founders of familyhealthadvocacy.com, which is a natural health site, and it's led by doctors and healthcare natural healthcare practitioners all over the world. And on top of that, we're now releasing our new book. You want to show it? It's the book Free Yourself from the Shackles of Fibromyalgia, which should be coming out next month.
End of July.
Nice, amazing. It seems like both of you have a lot of experience, and if someone want to go to a doctor, you get in two doctor, not one, double the experience. And I want to say that I went over the book. Basically, it's amazing. You like sharing there everything, all the secret, everything a person need to do in order to be healthy. It's not only for those who have fibromyalgia, but it's for everyone to have chronic disease and just want to find out what they need to do to be healthy. I really love all the content that you have there. And we're gonna go over more deeply about the book and about fibromyalgia and what a person with fibromyalgia can do in order to heal himself. So my first question, and can you guys please say it like very clearly? What is fibromyalgia?
That is a great question that a lot of people have. It's actually a question that practitioners, patients, and family members have. And it's common to have that question because it's oftentimes misunderstood. It's considered a mysterious disease or diagnosis, and it's often misdiagnosed as well. So fibromyalgia is a chronic pain, a widespread pain that people experience, oftentimes related with fatigue and other chronic conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome. It's often misdiagnosed with arthritis and myofascial pain disorder. But we have a tool on the website that Dr. Casey mentioned, familyhealthadvocacy.com. It's the fibromyalgia test. So for a lot of people who are looking for some guidance to find out if they may have it, you can go to that test. And it's based on the criteria from the College of Rheumatology. And it's a simple interactive test. And it'll give you an idea of if you have fibromyalgia and a better idea if you fall in within that diagnostic criteria.
Yeah, and I think some of the other common symptoms that go along with the fibromyalgia is also that a lot of people suffer from depression, anxiety, digestive issues, restless leg syndrome, things like that. And as you mentioned, it's not just confusing for people who may be suffering with a condition, but it can be confusing for doctors as well, because you mentioned it's commonly misdiagnosed. It's actually misdiagnosed one third of the time. So there's a lot of questions surrounding this condition. And we're finding that in that community, they're not getting the answers. They're not satisfied with the answers. But statistically, there's two in every 100 North Americans have fibromyalgia, and 6% of the world's population has fibromyalgia. So when you calculate that out, that's over 450 million people who have this condition. And so that's 450 million people who really aren't satisfied with the answers right now. And that's evident because we know that over a million people are actually Googling the term fibromyalgia every single day.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Basically, I thought 5 years ago that I also had a fibromyalgia or some kind of fibromyalgia symptoms. Basically, when you look in at Google, it gives you so many type and so many things that you need to check, and it's cross other disease also, and it's very confused. And I'm so happy you guys are here today to explain it, and so it's really more easy for people who suffer from it or not suffer from it, but don't know exactly if they have it or not, they can identify it very easily. Mentioned your website. On the website, there is a link, like...
Yeah, to the fibromyalgia test.
Okay, yeah. Great. I'm happy
So if people have questions and they're wondering if they may have the condition, they can take that test, and it'll give them a better idea.
Excellent. And what is like the success ratio of the test that is identified if they have fibromyalgia or not?
So it's based on the College of Rheumatology criteria. So the test itself isn't a source of diagnosis. It's like not a diagnostic tool. Yeah. But it gives people a good idea if they have the footprint for fibromyalgia and if they should continue to look further. If you're experiencing the symptoms, regardless, I know in our book we talk about just life changes that people should take, whether it's fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome or something like a chronic pain. These tips are going to be useful for someone regardless of their diagnosis. But the fibromyalgia test is a great place for people to start to be able to identify if they are most likely experiencing fibromyalgia itself.
Okay, excellent. I'm so happy you clarify it. So basically, this test will help them to understand if they need to further investigate about the fibromyalgia or if they have something that's close to it.
100%.
Excellent. And you mentioned about the book. I didn't just get the last part. What you said, that if they have fibromyalgia, how they can use the book?
Yes. So,
What I can say is, if a person has fibromyalgia, obviously the book's gonna help you. But because the condition's diagnosed so often, you may not have fibromyalgia, but you may have the symptoms of fibromyalgia. In either case, you have to identify what's causing you these issues, and this book will help you either way to identify those problems and help you take action to resolve those issues.
Excellent. So this is the part that I missed. So it will basically also will help you to identify if you have those symptoms or not and what you can do next. So our next question is, what are the root causes of fibromyalgia? Like, why one person will develop it and other person won't? And what basically causing it?
You want me to start on? Okay. Well, first of all, that's a good question, because I find that a lot of people in the fibromyalgia community are looking for, not everyone, but a lot of people are looking for a one-size-fits-all solution to their fibromyalgia problem. But the reality is that what's causing one person's fibromyalgia can be very different to what's causing someone else's. So there's not going to be a miracle medication or drug for this condition. And what each person needs to do is find out what the underlying problem or cause is for their particular fibromyalgia and their symptoms. And so that's what the book's going to help with each person. And so what the potential causes are, that's the conversation we can have.
So for some people, okay. I mean, when we look at our body's ability to handle daily stress, we're designed as incredible beings and we can handle an immense amount of stress. However, in the Western culture, we are bombarded with stress pretty much throughout our entire life. And that stress, oftentimes people think we're just talking about emotional stress, but it goes far beyond that. It's physical stress and it's chemical stress. So if you understand that we're experiencing emotional, physical, and chemical stress, you can actually look at it starting from childhood And the physical stresses are, we're now seeing kids as young as toddlers, as soon as you can hold up a device, their chin is to their chest, their head is down, and they're already starting to experience major postural stresses. We think about
call that a micro trauma.
Yeah, micro trauma. We think about the stress of, for some people, it might be a significant trauma, like an emotional significant trauma would be the loss of a loved one. It might be a divorce. A significant physical trauma might be a car accident or a fall or sporting concussion. A significant trauma for chemical stress would be maybe the use of certain medications or drugs and alcohol. Then there's also the micro traumas, which, yeah, we start with cell phone use, slumped over the computer 40 hours a week, you know, driving to and from work and experiencing sitting in a car in traffic for hours on end. We're experiencing the fast food that we stop and eat every single day. So we are literally bombarded with stress, whether they be micro or macro traumas, like small or large traumas. And for some people who are experiencing fibromyalgia, they may be able to pinpoint, you know what? I started experiencing these symptoms exactly after my divorce. Or I remember it happened when I started with puberty. While other people, it was a slow onset and they're having a hard time identifying, like, they can't think of anything major that happened in their life and they have a hard time identifying what may have caused it. And that's where it's the accumulation of micro stresses. So we really need to look at and identify, and everybody needs to reflect in their own life, because like Dr. Casey said, everybody's different and has their own cause. Where could your cause be coming from? And also starting to revamp and look at what stresses are you currently experiencing in life? And how are you going to start to remove or minimize those stresses in your life?
Okay, excellent. Like, very beautiful answer. So if I understand right, as you said, first thing first, it is very personal. Like, every person have its own root cause, right? Mm. And eventually, the thing that causing it is like build up stress. It can be physical, chemical, emotional. It's related to the stress you experience in your life until the point that your body can't handle it anymore. And then you start to develop the symptom of fibromyalgia, that is a chronic fatigue and pain point. Can you, for me, just for me, can you guys like tell me what is the connection between the chronic stress or emotional stress and the way that your body responds to it, like why it becomes so tired and why you have, why your muscles are painful? Like, what is the connection?
Okay, well, I would say the biggest difference between like acute pain and chronic pain, and the chronic pain is going to develop from chronic stress, is that your body's releasing cortisol. That's the biggest issue. And that's okay in short spurts, but if you're having a chronic release in cortisol, that's obviously going to lead to things like anxiety, stress, fatigue, that actually lead to muscle weakness, muscle pain, so and all sorts of symptoms. So that's why, so we weren't designed to be in a state of chronic stress and to be releasing certain hormones for that length of time. And so that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, we also talk about it in the book, the stresses that you're experiencing, let's say nutritionally, are going to affect hormones in your body as well, that are going to affect your metabolism per se. Like, we talk about leptin resistance. So if you're, and we also talk about high and low glycemic index foods. So how certain foods and how often you're eating them are affecting your body, your hormone regulation, and in turn, again, going back and starting to express in your body as symptoms. And understand that symptoms, whether it be anxiety, low energy, weight gain, like low metabolism, these are signs that your body is giving you. They're the red flags, the flare guns. The only way your body can communicate to you, because it's not through the human English language or whatever language you speak, through the body language, it's a feedback mechanism or loop that things aren't working well.
So basically, you can find the way and the reason right in the book. You're explaining there everything.
All of that's explained in the book, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So the next question is, who is this book for? Like, who is the person that need to purchase this book and use this book?
Well, so we wrote Free Yourself from the Shackles of Fibromyalgia because we were moved by how many people were coming into our office, patients, complaining of fibromyalgia or fibromyalgia-like symptoms, or coming in with the diagnosis or misdiagnosis. And we knew we needed to put together a resource for our patients. And from there, we started to look beyond our patient base and realize that there are so many people out there who are struggling and looking for the information. Like we talked about earlier, where people are Googling it, and people who have been diagnosed, they think they may have the diagnosis. So this book is for them. It's to provide answers. It's to provide a roadmap so that they can take action steps and know where to turn. We realized we went to the bookstore and we probably found only a handful of books there on fibromyalgia. So we felt like it wasn't enough. We felt like there wasn't enough in terms of a natural approach to give people the tools for that. We also wrote this book for people who maybe work with, live with, or care for someone who's suffering with fibromyalgia, who also wants to know how they can help them.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to mention who we didn't write the book for. And really, the book is for people who have isn't for people who have completely given up. So if you still have hope and you still believe you can make changes, then this book is for you. So really, it's anyone who's listening to your podcast right now. That's not you. You've not given up. You're still here. And anyone who actually gets their hands on the book, then obviously that's the first sign that you're heading in the right direction.
Okay, excellent. So if I understand you right, this book is for every person who's looking for self-help related to fibromyalgia, and even not fibromyalgia, but people want to be healthy, can find there a lot of things. I went over and like you can find meditation and the right diet. It's amazing the thing that you guys put there. My next question is, what a person who has fibromyalgia need to do once he purchase your book, like how he can heal himself?
So the first thing is, once you purchase the book, read it, and then read it again, and then read it again. And I'll tell you why, because when I was in kinesiology, my professor in university said, you know, when you first hear something or you first read something, 10% sticks. And so you have to read it again, and you have to listen to it again for more to stick. And this book really has so much information in it that it can be, for some people, overwhelming. For some people, you might already be doing half of it already, and it's not as overwhelming. From some of you, it might be all new material. But regardless, reading it and reading it and reading it over, you're going to realize that you're actually absorbing more of it, and it's all about a lifestyle change. And again, for some people, they can do it overnight. They can take it and run with it, and that's great, and they will see results. But for most people, it's a slow transition to implement these changes into their life, and they will see the changes, and it's more of a journey. So that's why rereading it's really important.
Yeah.
What, applying it?
Yeah, applying it.
And the next step is applying everything you're learning.
Then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we review in the book.
Yeah.
And the tools we provide. What people need to do with that.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest differences between our book and some other books on the same topic is that there's a whole section on maximizing your mindset, okay? And just having your mind in the right place and having the right mindset in terms of achieving better health. Because if we don't get things up here right, then all the other steps that we go through in the book won't matter. Because you won't be able to accomplish them, right?
I'll use an example. Yeah. Actually, I had a patient in just 3 days ago, and the patient was complaining of pain, and I know she suffers with fibromyalgia, and I just gave her two simple steps because I didn't want to overwhelm her. And she said, no, Dr. Morgan, I need to tell you that since like this recent lockdown, not being able to socialize, I'm waking up in the morning, and my day literally consists of staring at the wall and staying in my gym. And I said, okay, scrap the advice I just gave you. Let's start right back with mindset. So you've got stinking thinking happening, and we need to get your mind in the right place so that you can start to implement these changes. And so that's where our conversation went. So that's the first thing that people need to focus on is mindset. And in our book, we talk about gratitude. We talk about acknowledging your achievements. We talk about affirmations. And we use examples too, so we can guide people on how to actually implement this into their life. Yeah.
Excellent.
And then we dive into nutrition.
Right. So we believe that, you know, you can, a lot of healing can occur from just having proper nutrition. And unfortunately, the standard North American diet is what's causing a lot of the chronic illness that people are suffering with today. So things like artificial flavorings, artificial colorings, preservatives, pesticides, antibiotics that are found in a lot of the foods that we eat are causing a lot of the health problems that we're dealing with. We think sugar is a massive problem. And a lot of people simply think that it's due to junk food and sweets, but really there are a lot of hidden sources of sugar in our foods that are creating just a lot of inflammation in our body. And that's going to lead to things like chronic pain and other fibromyalgia type symptoms. So what the book helps with is helping people identify those hidden sources, being able to read labels properly on their foods, and being able to effectively remove those sources so that it's not creating an environment that breeds disease, right? Yeah.
And then we also talk about most people know that bad fats are bad, but there's still people out there.
I think a lot of people think fats are bad.
Yeah, fats are bad, but good fats are essential to healing. So of course,
can you give example like the good fat and also the iodine sugar product that you have?
So good fats would be like, for instance, avocados. They provide omega fats, and those are essential for brain function. They also help decrease inflammation, and we know inflammation is linked to pain, so it helps people who are experiencing chronic pain or fibromyalgia. When they have enough good fats in their body, it helps them decrease the inflammation. Some examples of sugar, hidden sugars.
People don't realize that things like pastas and breads and rices and other types, any sort of grain, they don't realize that there's that actually your body converts that into sugar as soon as it hits the digestive enzymes in your saliva and your tongue. Yeah, but then also like sauces and I don't know what else, like pasta sauces, things like anything that you would be putting on your food. Like there's sugar in those things, and people don't realize that. So you need to start reading labels. And also there's aliases for sugar. Right? There's other names for sugar. So they need to be able to read and find out what's actually in the foods that they're eating, and just start to cut that out.
Because if you look at the ingredient list, like most people look at the nutrition facts on a label, but they actually need to be looking at the ingredient list.
Yeah.
And if you're just looking for the word sugar on ingredient lists, you're going to miss at least 50% of the actual sources of sugar.
Wow.
So it's important to know how to read a label, which isn't too difficult. But I always tell people, listen, if you can't pronounce it, let alone spell it, it's probably not that great. And when we come to nutrition, here's my ultimate tip. If it came from the earth, it's probably healthy. If it's man-made, you should probably stay away from it.
Excellent nutrition tip. I love it. Yeah, it's like 101 of nutrition tip. Everything that came from a box, from a can, no, it's not the real food.
We did talk about mindset and we talked about nutrition, but also in the book, we do cover, and I don't know how we're doing for time, but we do cover proper exercise, which can be a scary topic for some people who deal with fibromyalgia, but it is very important. Your body needs movement. So we talk about that as well. We also talk about,
for exercise, people who are suffering with fibromyalgia, things like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, swimming, low impact sports. That's a great place to start. But we also go through mobility exercises. Those are in the book as well.
And then I also just wanted to mention that we also talk about toxins and just how you stay clear of toxins. And maybe if once you've done that, if you're still suffering, it might be time for a total detox. And then on top of that, we also talk about removing nervous system interference, which is huge. And I think a lot of other books, that's like one of the missing pieces to those books is that they don't talk enough about how to remove nerve interference, because the nervous system controls everything in your body. If there's any stress on your nervous system at all, that could manifest as a number of symptoms, especially the ones that are attributed to fibromyalgia.
And no matter what chronic disease you're looking at, if you're speaking to a natural healthcare expert or practitioner, they're going to reference the nervous system and minimizing the stress and removing interference. And so that's a huge focus in our book as well.
Can you give us like example of NORD and nerve interference, like thing that trigger our nerve?
You want to take it?
Well, I mean, physical, chemical, and emotional stresses that she talked about earlier, that can cause nerve interference. But do you want to talk about the actual spine? Or
yeah.
Okay.
So when you experience physical, chemical, or emotional stress, oftentimes what happens is your body responds, and your brain controls everything in your body through your spinal cord and your nerves. And the whole purpose of your actual bony spine itself is to protect the spinal cord and the nerves that come out it. When you experience these stresses, oftentimes those spinal joints may get locked up. So it's really easy to understand, car accident can cause that, but also, slouched over your computer 40 hours a week for years can cause it as well. And when those spinal joints get locked up, it starts to irritate the nearby nerves. And if there's irritation or inflammation on those nerves, then that signal coming out that nerve, going out to whatever that end organ is, may be distorted. It may not be sending the message out 100%. So it's important to make sure that you have proper spinal alignment and spinal function so that we minimize the stress on the nervous system, allowing that master control system, your nervous system, to do its job in communicating to your body, sending messages out, and then sending messages right back up to your brain so that there's communication.
So guys, I love the way that you explain how a person who purchased the book, what he need to do, and all the steps that basically you gave us. And it's not like just one thing, like changing, I don't know, nutrition or exercise. It's like 360 degree cover of the thing that they need to do. But as we know, sometimes you can have the right thing and you can have the right source and you can have the doctor that telling you what to do. But sometimes it's hard for the person to do actually the step, because it can take long and he can give up because he's not seen any result. Or something happened and he lost his motivation. So my question, and from your experience, how does, and first of all, if you think a health coach can help him, and how does a health coach can help those guys to, after they purchase the book, how a health coach can help them to get their health back?
So first off, absolutely necessary for most people, because we can all relate to falling off the train that's going towards health. And health is really a spectrum. On one end, we have absolute health, vitality, energy, and life. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have death. And all of us sit somewhere different on the spectrum. And where we sit isn't necessarily the most important thing. Which direction we're moving in is what matters most. And we could give you all the resources in a book, and you could probably Google all the right things to do, and the information is there. There's no denying it. But having somebody to hold you accountable, to guide you along the way, to hold your hand through the hiccups, because there will be some, is essential to set yourself up for success. And at this point, if you're suffering with fibromyalgia or any chronic disease or symptom, it's time to set yourself up for success. You deserve it. And it's in time to invest your time and energy into yourself. And as a personal trainer myself, I hire a personal trainer in order to be the best self. So I know what to do at the gym, but it's the matter of having that person there with me to hold me accountable, follow up with me, make sure they, are there when I start to take my foot off the gas pedal, to guide, give me that extra little push. And also to guide me in the next direction of the next step for myself. Sometimes, too, our health coach may see something about us that we don't see. And we've convinced ourselves that we're doing this right, but they may be able to identify some details that are going to fine tune us. So I think that they're absolutely essential, and it's worth the investment. I know, Dr. Danny, you as a health coach have helped many people with fibromyalgia, which is absolutely amazing, because Dr. Casey and I, we've created this resource, but we're not, you know, as available online as you are right here as a health coach. And so that's just an incredible resource that you're offering.
Thank you so much. And I love your answer, and amazing that you as a personal trainer also using a personal trainer, because you know that sometimes you need the other person to give you the accountability you need and push you when you can push yourself. So we're basically reaching out almost to the end of the interview. We have like two last questions. My next question will be, what are, after we review the book itself and all the good stuff you share with us, what are your best practice for a person who have fibromyalgia, the best practice for him to be eventually healed and happy and healthy?
Basically address the different sections in the book. So first of all, address mindset. Make sure you're clear about what it is you're trying to attain, and just be positive about it. Practice your affirmations. Start a gratitude list. Have a positive mindset about this, and then tackle nutrition, toxicity, proper exercise, and then making sure that your body has no nerve interference.
Nice. I love it. Okay, so the last question is basically where people can actually find the book itself, or where they can find you guys and reach out to you in order to heal themselves from fibromyalgia.
Well, Dr. Morgan mentioned that we don't do online coaching. What we did do is start an online community. So there's a Facebook fibromyalgia community that people who have the book can also join that community. And there's other people in there in the similar situation, maybe facing the same battles. And that's also, while we're not coaching people, we're offering a lot of content. We're always updating with articles and videos on the topic of fibromyalgia that they may find useful as well.
It's also nice to be part of a community. And sometimes when you're experiencing fibromyalgia or chronic pain, you feel alone. And it's tough because people in your life may not be able to understand, even if they try. It's a difficult thing to understand if you've never experienced it. So being able to reach out to a community and just have them there to support you, ask questions, see what's working for them is, I think, an essential resource as well.
Find us. You can just go to familyhealthadvocacy.com. And to find the book, you can just search for the title, Free Yourself from the Shackles of Fibromyalgia, on Amazon.
You can do a pre-order right now, and it will be released on July 31st.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. It was so great to have you here and share, and that you share all of those amazing things about fibromyalgia and all the tip and best practice a person can do in order to heal himself. And thank you for the opportunity to host you guys and actually have Doctor on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you so much for doing what you do.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you so much. Let's make the world a healthier place. And that is it.
Thank you.
If you want to know how functional medicine can help you too, join me today. Join me to the movement to make the world a healthier place by helping you first. You can change your life as I and so many other people done. You can be healthy, happy, balanced. You can get your health back. Start your healing journey now. Click the link or button below to know how you too can be healthy and what needs to be done to make it happen.